this is Doug Curtis with Network RV, and we are continuing our series to make smart buyers smarter. And today we're delighted to be talking with Brian Wheat from Alaskan Camper. And Brian, I know that you've been doing this for over 24 years, that your father did this before you, and you have a very long history, but I want you to tell us, what is an Alaskan Camper, and tell us why we might want to consider this.
Well, the Alaskan is really the original pop-up camper. We're really, truly the only hard-sided pop-up, and we've been hard-sided since day one back in 53. High quality, really rock-solid built. The pop-up, any pop-up camper is going to give you better gas mileage, which is nice, drivability, safety, and it's really going to get you into those remote locations. We feel ours is the top of the line with our history and just our overall quality that we put into each camper.
Okay, very good overview. But help me understand, what does rugged quality mean? Is that, I see that you've got the rounded sides for streamline ability. I mean, that's going to help you with wind. Could you talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, the rounded sides obviously for high winds, say in Montana or Wyoming, we're on the plains states. Side winds will roll over much better, keeps the center gravity touch tucked into the pickup bed. Just really, with the lower profile, you're about 16 inches above the average cab height of a pickup truck. This one's not a truck, obviously, it's on the floor, but we'll see when you raise up, we will go to a full 6'3" interior.
Okay, very good. Now, you mentioned that it fits into a truck bed. Let's help people understand how much flexibility you have. We're looking at a certain size here, but we want to be able to expand their vision. Help us understand that, please.
Yeah, so generally we tend to go over to full-size trucks. So they're either basically going to be a 6.5-foot bed or an 8-foot bed. So a 6.5 being the short bed, we can do a 6.5-foot camper, a 7. So now we're right to the end of the bumper. We can go a little longer if they want to lay the tailgate down. So they have some options if they want the 6-foot truck, the short bed, or if it's going to be the normal grocery runner when the camper's not on, a little more maneuverability and parking in grocery stores. The 8-foot bed will give you obviously a bigger camper. We can go 8, 8.5, or 10. A little bigger, a little more money, a little more weight, but it's really, they can just really tailor make whatever. So whatever the truck they have, we can make a camper fit it.
Okay. You mentioned when we were talking before we started the interview that there are some preferences in terms of people understanding the size of the truck in terms of not only the length, but the power. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, we really like to see a 3/4 ton under the 10-foot loaded up. Sometimes, depending on how the truck's equipped with, four-wheel drive or diesel, can actually take away from payloads. So they really have to weigh the truck and find out its true payload, so they're not overloading their truck. But definitely, we'd like to see a 3/4. We did come up with our 6.5-foot camper a couple years ago, which comes in right about 1,540 pounds. So most of the half tons, it's almost accepted just fine.
Okay, good. Now, I know everybody is curious to understand why and how this camper pops up. So is there anything else that we want to talk about before we move around and show everybody how it actually works?
Yeah, the nice thing about it is it raises up with a hydraulic. You don't have to go in and push anything. It's literally a push button. Lifted up by 4 hydraulic cylinders. So when you get to the camp, you just step out of your truck and we just walk around the camper.
Okay.
And then just located right inside the door is a button, and we just hold the button in. So right now it's a 12-volt hydraulic pump, lifting 4 hydraulic cylinders. There's metered flow control valves, so the front and back should stay perfectly level. So even if you put, say, a boat rack or this air conditioner on, the weight's going to change. But we can adapt to that with just some minor adjustments with metered flow control valves. The camper from 1953 till about 1988 was a manual hand pump where you had to get in there and pump it like a floor jack, but we went electric standard in 1988. So what I'll do here, this gets up, it'll hit stop so it tops out, and then we just go in and each hydraulic cylinder has no cotter key. We're just going to slide that in each cylinder, lower the top onto those so it's all relaxed, and then I'll just crawl up in the cab over bed and put the three insulated cab over panels and lock those into place.
Okay. You mentioned those three insulated panels. When you get to that, I want you to give us a little more detail on that, okay?
Yeah. It's a really the unique design. The cab over came along in 1971, and they are insulated panels. So another nice advantage of a solid wall camper over a soft-sided pop-up is that in parks like Yosemite, any of the bear parks, you can actually go out. You don't have to be locked in with all the tents. So get all these four cylinders in, and then I'll just lower the camper just with releasing the release valve. Then the camper set, so there's no pressure on any fittings. Then I'll just crawl up and I'll just pull the front panel forward and then just choose a side and those lock into place.
Okay.
And you're done. It's about 90 seconds from the push of the button till I'm sitting camping.
Okay. So those three panels that you flipped up, can you tell us what those were again, please?
Yeah, they're called cab over doors, and they're framed. They're 7/8 inch thick, and they have insulation in them. They lock into place. Of course, they come standard with windows, the two sides open with screens, and then the front's a solid picture window.
Okay. So those are all window area, and you've just got those screens on there and covers right now, curtains, I guess. Yeah. Now, you mentioned insulation. Can you tell us a story about insulation and maybe a little success story of how to stay warm? People say Alaskan camper, you know, they're thinking, oh, Alaska, how can you go to Alaska in a camper?
Right, exactly. We started actually using a two-part spray foam in about 1992. So we're spraying the roof, so we get it well over a 10 or 11 R value, which also adds, that spray foam adds a lot of rigidity and strength to the top, and the sides are 1.5 inches blocked foam also. So the whole top is very well insulated. We can also do an Arctic pack and do a, you know, insulated floor also. We do put a 20,000 BTU forced air furnace, which John McPherson, the new owner of the company, has actually used his out in 20 below snowmobile machining. You know, as long as you have propane and battery to force, you've got 20,000 BTU. Really can definitely, this is definitely a four-season camper.
Right, and I noticed you had an air conditioner on the top. Is that a 13.5 or a 15K?
That's a 13.5. We offer a couple different air conditioners. We can also wire and support for air, which is a nice way to go in case, especially if they go to sell the camper to someone in the south, you know, who needs an air conditioner. It's all prepped and ready to go.
Okay, so now we've talked about the insulation. We've talked about the air conditioning and the heating. So we now know that, and we're inside basically a hard-sided camper. What kind of amenities are we going to have to be able to live?
Right.
Help us understand,
you know,
that.
Basically, your standard RV stuff. We have a forced air, 20,000 BTU forced air furnace. Stove oven combos come standard. A lot of people don't like an oven, so we can delete the oven and put drawers there, or a water heater, electric water pump, all standard. Couple different options on refrigerators, depending what style they like. We offer the Thetford swivelable cassette toilet, which tucks away in the rear wardrobe here. This is a front dinette. It's our most popular floor plan. It has a few advantages over your typical side dinette a lot of RVs use. We get to store our table up on the ceiling, so it's up out of the way, so I can move in freely much, and it just feels more open. And then these flop down into a make a bed. You don't have to use the table to make the bed. 99% of our campers sleep 3 to 4, 2 up top in the cab over bed, and then usually 2 downstairs here.
Okay. Can you just show us how easy it is to convert that one seat across from you?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, one thing, these are great seats. The seat frames are great, but what's even better is what's underneath the upholstery, and that's 2 different densities of foam. And not cheap foam. They're also on lateral coils, so these are, I would say, I honestly say these are the most comfortable seats in the business. Just awesome quality of foam inside, and it just holds up. It doesn't break down in a couple of years to where you're sitting on the metal seat frames like a lot of lower end. Okay.
You know, you make a good point. As you, what separates you, I would think, from some other choices that people would make is that you've got comfort in mind when you're talking about those seats, which is actually also a bed. But I think you mentioned earlier that the design and the attention to detail, you have that drawer up there. Maybe you might point out something that's rather unique, I think.
Yeah, the person who ordered this loaded it up with certain options, so we ended up with no drawer. So I wanted to show you. We tout our wood dovetail drawers. Some companies are using them now. We've been using them for years and years, I think since 1992. The attention to detail, if you look at the small things, the big picture really becomes a little more in focus. They'll never fall apart. They're just the best quality built, all maple finish, very nice. We don't suggest doing this at home. Kicking your cabinets is not always good. The whole interior you see here is all Wilson Art laminate from Ica. Everybody is a street name, everybody calls it, but you know, it's just scratch resistance, wear and tear. This is gonna look like this in 10 years if somebody takes care of it and doesn't physically throw a bicycle in and try to gouge it. So just really, this is gonna look the same in 20 years.
That is a great demonstration. When you held up the drawer with the dovetail joints, my wife is always telling me that I need to buy her furniture that has those kind of joints. And I think she would have been really engaged, except when you started kicking the furniture, you would have said, oh my word. But I think that's really a great point, and I thank you for that demonstration. Very back-to-back aspects that I haven't seen put together before, quite like that. All right, so. Now we've talked about all the appliances, we've talked about the ruggedness, we've talked about the durability, and we've talked about the advantages of being able to go anywhere, be low in resistance to wind and all those types of things. If you're on the open highway, you can get into places where you couldn't go before. Is there something else that we haven't covered that maybe people, after 24 years of being there, we might talk about in terms of evidence or proof that says, you know, we can stand behind these claims? I mean, I don't think there's anything else, but I mean, do you have a website or something like that?
Yeah, our website, www.alaskancampers.com. That's constantly building. We're trying to get a lot more specifics on. Warranty is always a question people have. Our hydraulic pump, which is the heart of the camper, has a lifetime warranty on the motor. It's just been an outstanding, we've used the same motor since 1997. It's just been a workhorse. We have a standard 12-month warranty on everything. And of course, all the different appliances have their own warranties also. We are a small business. When you call, you're going to talk to either I or Dory in the office, and we are, you know, you're going to talk to me. So if you have questions or problems, you're going to talk to me. So we really like it that way. We're more of a small business feel. Our door's wide open Monday through Fridays and weekends if people want to come in and look. We don't schedule factory tours. It's if they come in on Tuesday morning, they walk out on Tuesday morning, I show them the shop. So we really just want to have an open door and open phone policy. And if our website doesn't answer specific questions, feel free, just give me a call.
That's excellent. I mean, I know a lot of people really value the things that you're talking about, people that answer the phone when you call, people want that. People want Made in America. They love the quality craftsmanship. I feel like we've sort of done a whirlwind tour here, but I feel like we've really made people a lot smarter about the advantages of an Alaskan camper. May I ask, is there something else before I go to try to wrap this all up? Is there something else that you feel that I might not have covered? Maybe something about the buying process or,
Buying process. Really pretty easy. Once we, if someone fills out an order form, we get a quote and we make sure everything fits and what they want to tailor make to their likes. We just take a 10% deposit, which locks in that pricing. So if our prices go up over the months, which speaking of months is about an average 3, maybe 4 months wait time.
So basically we're talking about the process, right? Yeah.
And what we'd like to do with this video is offer a couple upgrades, a free LED. We put 8 lights in these. We put a lot of lights in. We'd like to upgrade for no cost to the LEDs and throw in an outside shower if somebody's interested.
Well, that is really a great special offer. And I think I'm going to come back here a little bit bigger here. So what we've got here, everyone that has been listening and watching, is we've got a special offer from Brian at Alaskan Camper. There is an orange button below the video. If you click on that orange button, there'll be a special coupon code that we'll give you that you can process when you place your order. If you were going to place an order, if you're thinking about an Alaskan camper, I would encourage you to share this with your friends and family because I have become very educated today. I want to thank all of you and your team there, Brian, and I want to thank everyone for watching. We're looking to help make smart buyers smarter, and if you would just please share this with your friends and family and your community, we look forward to another show with you, making smart buyers smarter.